Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're in Maseches Brachas, Daf Yud Beis. So the three topics we're going to focus on. So there was a minhag in the Beis Hamikdash to read the Aseret Dibros before reciting Krishma in the morning, and Chazal wanted to establish that practice in the provinces as well, outside the Beis Hamikdash, but they soon abolished it because of Tarumas Haminim. They feared that the heretics would attempt to convince the ignorant that the rest of the Torah is false, that only the Aseret Dibros come directly from Hashem. So Aseret Dibros before the Krishma was not continued outside the Beis Hamikdash. The second point is Chazal want to include Parshas Balak in Kriyat Shema because it includes a reference to lying down and getting up, just like it says in the Shema. It says in the Pasuk in Parshas Balak, Karach shechav kari uchlavim yikomenu. He crouched and lay down like a lion, and like a lion cub, who can stand him up? But they refrained from doing so because of tircha d'tzibura, the burden it would impose upon the congregation due to its length. So the Aseret Dibros before Kriyat Shema, and then not including Parshas Balak in Kriyat Shema. And finally, the third point is that there are five different reasons why Parshat Tzitzis was included in the Shema. We have the mitzvah tzitzis. It mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim, leaving Mitzrayim. It mentions the idea of an old mitzvah, the yoke of mitzvahs. It also tells us to be aware of minim, of heretical opinions, das minim. And also, we warned about hirhuri avera and avodah zorah, sinful and idolatrous thoughts. So five different reasons why Parshat Tzitzis is included in the Shema. So once again, the three points are, we have Chazal sought to establish the practice of reading Aseret Dibros before reciting Kriyat Shema in the morning in the provinces, just like it's done in the Beis Hamikdash, but they soon abolished it because they feared of Tarumas Haminim, that heretics would attempt to convince the ignorant that the rest of the Torah is false. Secondly, Chazal wanted to include Parshas Balak in Kriyat Shema, but they didn't do so because of Tircha D'Tzibur, the burden would impose on the congregation because it's a very long Parsha. And finally, there's five reasons why Parshat Tzitzis was included in the Shema. So now we have our Siman. So the standard Siman for Yud Beis is going to be 12 brothers, like the Shvatim. We're not going to use the Shvatim in our Siman, we're just going to call them 12 brothers. So here's our Siman. You have 12 brothers carrying posters of the Aseret Dibros, and they're proudly wearing their tzitzis out, and they're marching towards these minim, these heretics who are trying to read Parshas Balak to cause Tircha D'Tzibura. So once again, in slow motion, you have 12 brothers. They're carrying their posters of the Aseret Dibros, and that reminds us that the minhag to say the Aseret Dibros before reciting Shema was stopped outside the base of Mekdash because of those meeting the heretics. And they're proudly wearing their tzitzis out. That's to remind us that tzitzis is included in Parshas Shema for five different reasons. They're marching towards the minim who are trying to read Parshas Balak to cause Tircha D'Tzibura. And that's to remind us that Chazal wanted to include Parshas Balak in the Kriyat Shema, but it would cause Tircha D'Tzibura because of its length. So one more time. 12 brothers carrying posters of the Aseret Dibros and proudly wearing their tzitzis out are marching towards the minim who are trying to read Parshas Balak to cause Tircha D'Tzibura. All right, so now it's time for our four Bat Bat Chazara. So we begin on Dav Ches. The standard symbol for Dav Ches is a challah. So the first topic is we learned that there are certain things that require a timely response when it comes to tefillah, such as a good shidduch. Secondly, since the time of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, Hashem only has the Dalet Amos of Halacha. That's where he resides in this world. And thirdly, one should always try to complete the weekly Parsha with Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum. When it does so, is Zochet to Arichas Yom Misham, your length of days and years. Then we go to Daf Tes. The standard symbol for Daf Tes is a teapot. So we have the Malchokas, whether the Karban Pesach must be eaten before Chatzos or until the morning. And it's all based on whether the time of haste, the time of Shas Kipazon, that's mentioned with regards to the time of eating the Karban Pesach, is that referring to the haste of the Egyptians to free Bnei Israel, which occurred at night, or the haste of Bnei Israel to leave, which was in the morning? Then we have the mission that discusses the proper time to recite Kriyat Shema in the morning, and we learn that it's when one can recognize a friend at a distance of four amos away. And thirdly, one should always try to greet a Jewish king. Even greeting a non-Jewish king is valuable, so in Olam Haba in the future, we'll be able to better appreciate the kavod given to the Jewish king. Then we go to Daf Yud. The symbol for Daf Yud is a Yid. So we learn from the five times the David Melk state of Barchi Nafshi that the Nesham is comparable to a Kodesh Baruch Hu in five different ways. Also, one should never give up hope, no matter how dire a situation seems. Even as the sword's on your neck, don't give up hope and daven for rachamim. And finally, one should not eat before he davens. We learn it out from the pasuk of Los Sochu Al Hadam. You may not eat upon the blood, which means you shouldn't daven before you pray for your own needs, for your own well-being. And finally, Daf Yud Aleph, the symbol for Daf Yud Aleph is the stars, like we said, the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So we have, first of all, the position for writing Kriyat Shema is a big Malchokas, Beisham, Beisila. And here we have the analysis of the Mishnah that discusses there are two different approaches. Then we have the number of brachas of Kriyat Shema. We know there's a total of 7, 3 in the morning and 4 in the evening. And then we learn from the different versions of Birkas Zohar that we recite them all before beginning to learn. And the symbol for that was a man lying down on the ground reciting Shema and all of its brachas. He looks up to the stars and he sees the constellations in the shape of a Sefer Torah, which reminds him to say Birkas HaTorah. Okay, so now we're going to conclude with our pop quiz. We have 10 questions. Here we go. Which daf do we learn that there are five ways in Hashem is similar to Hashem? That's on daf Yud. Excellent. Number two, where do we learn out the Chazal thought to include Parshas Balak in Kriyat Shema? That's on daf Yud Beis. Terrific. Number three, where do we learn out that Hashem wears tefillin? That's on daf Vav. Good. Number four, where do we learn out that it's valuable to greet a king, even a non-Jewish king? That's on daf Tes. Great. Number five, where do we learn out that the different nischos of Birkas HaTorah all recited before we learn? That's on daf Yadav. Great. Number six, where do we learn out that Gadol Shemusha Shatorah Yosmi Lamuda, serving a Rebbe is greater than learning from him? That's on daf Zion. Number seven, where do we learn out the Smachokas, whether one should be Soma Ku'ula L'Tefila at Marv? That's on daf Dalad. Number eight, where do we learn out that one should never give up hope even if there's a sword on his neck? That's on daf Yud. Excellent. Number nine, where do we learn out the five different reasons why Parshat Tzitzis is included in Kriyat Shema? That's on daf Yud Beis. Excellent. And finally, question number 10, where do we learn out there are three Matanos Tovos that are acquired through Yisurin? That's on daf Hey. Excellent. We're about to finish. I just want to mention, if you want to get the daily coaching videos along with the Daf Simanim, the Perek Learning Maps, and the PDFs, as well as weekly quizzes, you can subscribe at zichru.com or join our WhatsApp group at 973-440-3013. If you're on all daf, you can access the coaching videos on the Perek Learning Map series. Just go to series, Zichru Perek Learning Maps, and you'll see the videos uploaded there as well. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar wishing you a great day and great learning.